We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey guys, this is Ian Happ from the Chicago Cubs. I'm excited to announce that my show, The Compound, is now part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Join me and my teammates Dakota Mekas and Zach Short. This week, we welcome Cubs first baseman, World Series champion Anthony Rizzo to The Compound. Check it out. Subscribe. The Compound on the Blue Wire Podcast Network.
Hello, I think... And welcome to the first ever live Eurostep. This is a Milwaukee Bucks podcast, and we are here today, live for the first time ever, so if anything goes wrong, please excuse us, to draft the best 2010 Bucks to build a team. But the caveat is, we're both building around Giannis, because if you just draft the best 2010s Bucks, I think whoever gets the first pick gets a pretty big advantage. I, of course, am Ty Windisch. I am here, as always, with my co-host, Rohan Kadi. Rohan, how's it going?
This is very exciting. You know, first live pod. Happy to be here. Hopefully we can get some good engagement with the viewers. And this is fun. This is a fun idea. We've been just doing a lot of, you know, little news tidbits about the NBA. But now it's time to get into some real original content.
Some hard-hitting Bucks content.
Yes. So this was really fun to put together. How nostalgic did you get when you were putting together your big board?
I got both nostalgic and a little bit like, so I started when I was putting together my big board. I love that we both have big boards. We're those kind of competitors. I picked out a couple names that I was kind of like, haha, I'll put this guy on my list now. Let's see how far I drop him. And I didn't end up dropping them that far. The Bucks before the last few years did not have a lot of guys that really rose to that level of like, this guy needs to be X spot on the list. There's a couple guys there, but there's not a ton. So that was probably, I would say, half nostalgia, half it was kind of worse than I remember.
It's crazy to see how far this franchise has come in terms of just talent that you can put out on the court. I think, you know, just Giannis says a lot for yeah. that, but you know, just the other players in general, just a lot. But I did have a fun time trying to reminisce about, oh, all these players. Oh, I remember him. Oh, I remember him. Would he be a good fit in 2020?
Yes.
You know, it was just, I don't know. It was very fun.
It was. So I see we got our first comment here. Shouts to Lowland. Big friend of the podcast says, if Chris Middleton isn't the first pick, I will rage. Speaking of the first pick, that is going to belong to Rohan today. There was no scientific method there. I put his name first, not thinking, and we just decided to go with it. We are doing a non-snake draft because I thought it'd be kind of boring if we had two picks in a row after the first pick every single time. And the way we're doing this is Rohan gets the first pick of starters, first the fourth round, and then fifth through ninth, starting in the fifth round, I get the first pick. So basically like the All-Star game. Obviously, if anyone wondered, the G next to Giannis stands for GOAT. I feel like that went without saying, but just so people know. But otherwise,
I would have thought it stood for Giannis, but no, that's, you know.
Let's be extra. We're the extra Bucks pod, remember, Rohan? That is us.
Okay, so I guess we should get started then.
I guess, so, yeah. You are on the clock, my friend.
So I'm supposed to be picking probably the second best Buck of the decade, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to be doing. And our Twitch chat has alluded to it. I am going to be going with our friend Chris Middleton.
The pick is in. Chris Middleton it is.
On track to make all NBA this season. Two-time All-Star, already has great chemistry with Giannis, just a little bit off of 50-40-90 on 20 points per game. We are big Chris stans, if you know, if you listen to the podcast regularly, you will know that we are the biggest Chris Middleton supporters that you can find. So it's only fitting that the first pick of this fantasy draft is Chris Middleton.
It is, and I think it goes without saying I would have made the exact same pick. I think this is probably the only pick that's a no-doubter. I think from here is when it gets interesting, and I know people are going to flame me for my pick, which I have made. It's in with the commissioner. It hasn't gotten to Rohan yet. But I think this pick was a no-doubter. I mean, Chris is going to be all NBA. There's very, very few eligible players, and we're doing from the 2009-10 season through the current season. So you're taking 19-20 Chris, right?
Yes, I'm taking 1920 Chris, the best version of Chris. We should have said that. We are going to be choosing years for this team, for the players, that they were with Milwaukee if they spend multiple years with the team.
Yeah, so I have numbers on all mine. Lowland is guessing my pick. He is incorrect. He has not studied my tweets, my podcasts, my articles over the years. Going back to the first Bucks article I ever wrote.
I think I know who this is.
I'm sure you do. 2014-15 Brandon Knight. Put it on the board. Listen, people are going to be mad. He should have been an all-star this year. Being a near all-star is one of the best qualifications for anybody eligible. There are certainly a lot of great options. I think that I have reasons for this pick. I have other reasons just then that I love Brandon Knight. I have his autograph card somewhere in here, but shouts to Brandon Knight. But yeah, that is my pick. So Rohan, you are back on the board.
Well, I don't, should I dissect your pick for like 5 seconds here?
Sure.
This might be a little high.
We're doing our own analysis. We're the teams and the draft coverage people.
I feel like this is a little high.
It might be. So looking at positions, right? Like what positions are the most important to build around Giannis? I think wings and guards, in my opinion, is the most important because obviously Giannis can slide to the five. So I put a little bit of a priority on finding perimeter players who can space the floor to go with Giannis. Because I think those are the players that really open things up for him. And in my estimation, Brandon Knight, the best left option on the board to do that. I know he's going to make some space for Giannis. They're going to work well together on offense. Defense, we'll get through it. We have Giannis. So that's the pick.
Okay. Well, I will say that Lowland is, do you have access to my draft board? Because I am going
there it is.
With Brook Lopez, but 18-19 version of Brook Lopez, who could actually shoot threes.
Yep.
I think by far the best big man that you could pair with Giannis. I don't think it's really up for debate here. You have someone who can protect the rim on the defensive end, give Giannis a little bit of a break there instead of, having to bang with the big bodies down low while also providing space, especially the 18-19 version of Brook Lopez. So you get it's a perfect fit with Giannis, especially in modern basketball. I'm very surprised that I actually got him at number two, but I'm taking it. I'm happy.
Do I feel a little foolish right now? Maybe, but I'll live with it. For my second pick, I don't know. Now I'm starting to question my whole draft philosophy, but I am going to go with another player from the 2018-19 Bucks.
Ooh.
I will take, and I'm down between two of them, and I still have not decided. I will take Malcolm Brogdon.
18-19 okay.
Brogdon. I will take, just listen, I know about Brogdon's shortcomings as much as anyone, but Give me that sweet, sweet spacing. With Knight and Giannis on the team, he's going to get those wide open looks. We know he can make them. Let's ride with offense so far.
Okay, I'm a little upset because I was hoping, you know, if Brook Lopez fell, I could get Brogdon too. Because he was
you thought you were just going to clean up.
I thought I was ready for it. But are you going to play him? Ooh, this cheating if I ask if you're going to play him at the one or the two.
Well, Brogdon's going to – he's the question is two of the three. Brandon Knight is the one.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So, yes, so two is Malcolm Brogdon. Yeah, you just – you get a solid ball handler, steady ball handler who can space the floor, make good decisions on defense, never really going to have any gaffes. I don't know. It's a solid pick. It's a very solid pick.
If he stays healthy. If he stays healthy. If he stays healthy. And honestly, with Knight too, but 14-50 Knight, I think, played almost – at least as a buck, he played almost every game.
Yeah. So, okay. So now I have to start getting a little fun here. So this pick is not, I don't know if this is smart or not, but I'm going to do it anyway.
When have we ever been concerned about that?
I am going to take Brandon Jennings.
Oh, there it is.
2011-2012 Brandon Jennings. This is where I got a little bit nostalgic when putting together my big board.
That's why you made that comment.
Yes, he is a solid ball handler, capable of creating his own shot. Similar things that you gave for Brandon Knight. I felt like those two are very similar players to fit next to Giannis. Yeah. And I don't know, Brandon Jennings might be a little more erratic, but he's also capable of putting up big numbers. Yes. So if you need him to take over a game, he can. In his first game back as a buck in, like, what was that, 2016 now, 17?
It might have even been later than that. But 18? Yeah,
it was 18.
It might have been 18, yeah.
He almost put up a triple-double.
What a fun. After his run with the Herd.
Yes, after his run with the Herd, where you asked him, where you had the iconic question about Bucks and Six.
Had to ask it. So what's interesting about that pick is I on my board, Jennings, of course, was on my board. I actually had 12-13 Brandon Jennings.
Ooh.
I like that variant just a little bit better. I thought his game was a little bit more refined, but I do think you're right in saying 11-12, probably the more explosive playmaker, which is it's good for your team that doesn't have a lot of – it has Chris, of course, but otherwise, and so far, not a ton of off-the-dribble guard creation.
I wanted someone who has the potential to go off in a big game.
Yeah.
So if, like, no one else is getting things going, we can get Brandon Jennings to just take control of the offense and be like, okay, let's go. We're going for a ride.
Let's ride. Oh, my goodness. My team, I feel like I'm so mad and I'm jealous of you because there's more good guard options than anything else, at least the way I have my board set up. And I have so many guards already that I don't know if I should just double down or if I should finally – you know what? Wow, I am so torn right now. You can hear it in my voice. I do feel like I need somebody a little bit bigger.
Okay.
But I just don't love my options, so I'm going to roll with... Oh my goodness. You've put me in quite the quandary. You know what? I'll just do it. Give me 11-12 Ersan Ilyasova.
Oh!
Little did I know, I didn't even remember this. I don't know if anyone remembers the 11-12 season. Someone will in the comments, I'm sure. Ersan was a bucket in 11-12. Ersan was like almost a 50-40-90.
Was he really?
His free throws weren't close. But he was like really efficient from deep and from the floor. We're going to have Ersan space it out. He was spry. He was only like 35 or something back then. So... I'm just gonna go in. Let's get Ersan on the squad. I'm questioning my own team at this point. But
okay, so based on your first three picks, you are either gonna go very small or very big, based on the last pick here.
Correct.
And what you've been talking about in terms of guards, I feel like you're gonna go a little small here.
We'll see. Let's see. We'll see what you do.
So this is the last pick of the starters.
Yes, this
is. Gotta go a little bit on the fly. I've got Giannis, obviously, Chris, Brooke, Brandon Jennings. What I really need right now is a little bit more shooting. You can never go wrong with more shooting. And who better to go with shooting, if I could actually type while talking, which doesn't seem
it's not good. Easy. It's really not easy.
It's a lot of effort. I don't have the brain capacity to do a lot of these things. what year did I pick? Let's go with 12-13 J.J. Redick.
Oh, you took him. See, this is interesting. I looked up this J.J. Redick, and as good as he is as a player, he shot awfully in his lone Bucks season.
Yes, he wasn't great.
So you're betting on his upside here.
I'm not only his upside, but it's also like his gravity.
Mm.
Because it's just opening up more space for Giannis. It's opening up more space for Chris. So it's just it's more shooting. It's someone else the defense has to pay attention to. I don't know. And I just, you know, I needed a decent two guard, and you already took Brogdon. So
exactly. So
I went with JJ.
Okay, so I basically, at this point, this is the one time in the draft I will get two picks in a row. So this is exciting, because I get the first pick of the reserve. So I basically, this is good for me. I needed this. So we're assuming that we're setting this up for a season, right?
Okay.
I would let's just say that, because otherwise, I mean, I don't want to like just have a lineup of death. I don't want to play Giannis at the five all year. I don't think that's good. You don't want to have him banging with the big bodies. So I will take a center. Luckily, okay. I have one really good option I knew would fall to me.
Yes.
I will take 9'10 Andrew Bogut. Honestly, thankful to God. I think he was third team All-NBA that year. Like I said, not a lot of these high-level accolades in this player pool. So I was a little unsteady in the middle, but I really feel like I rounded out the starters strong. So heading into the second round, I've got Brandon Knight, Malcolm Brogdon. I don't even know what order to list these two in. We'll say Giannis Adetokounmpo, Ersan Ilyasova, Andrew Bogut, and you have Brandon Jennings, JJ Redick, Chris Middleton, Giannis, and Brooke Lopez. I love that your team is 3/5 the current Bucks.
They're a very good team. What can I say?
They are. You're not wrong. And there's two members of the current team that I'm debating. Which I will take with the first pick of the second round. But before we get to the rest of this action, folks, there's no shortage of action going on in our exclusive partners, BetOnline.ag. Sports are slowly making their way back, and BetOnline is leading the way with the best odds and lines for all UFC, NASCAR, boxing, and soccer matches. And if you need even more, the iPad is very far away from the microphone. They also have simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC simulations all day, every day, live on their website. Looking for something else other than sports? BetOnline has hundreds of casino games, poker tournaments, and prop bets to check out. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, for a free welcome bonus. That's one word, BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. We got to figure out, first, how we can get these teams into 2K and play each other. And second, we got to figure out how to get that. We got to get that on betonline.ag.
Yes, for sure.
I'm putting 10K on you and I'm tanking it. We're getting the first pick and 20K. That's called wheeling and dealing, cooking the books.
Okay.
I got to make my second round pick.
Yes,
I was settling in like I could just chill.
No, you have the first pick of the reserves here.
Before we do that, let's self-grade. Let's analyze. We're analysts. Let's analyze. How do you feel about your first round? How do you feel about your starting five?
I feel really good. I got, realistically, most of everyone I wanted except for Brogdon, because I felt like Knight and Jennings were a little bit interchangeable, and I got Chris and Brooke, which is what I really wanted. So,
Yeah. Yeah, me letting you get Chris and Brooke was not my finest moment.
Mm-hmm. We already have stream chat saying I would get a 7-game series in 4.
Yeah, so. I don't know about that. Listen, Stowe is a great dude. Stowe, very critical of me, I've noticed. Fair, warranted, but I've still noticed it. I do think I probably do like your lineup a little bit better than mine. I don't think it's a 4-game sweep. But I do, just getting Chris, and I knew it was going to be that way. We should have done something fun for the first pick, but I will overcome. I just bet. But I will overcome. I plan on the second round really coming through. My team is, and listen, let's not judge it all yet, because I plan on having some bueno lineup flexibility.
Okay.
So again, let's see how this second round goes.
Okay,
should we critique anymore? Should I go right into it?
Just go.
I will take with my first pick in the second.
I have no idea what's coming.
I honestly can't believe he fell this far and he doesn't fit great with my team, but I guess he'll be some sort of a sixth man. I don't really know. I'll take 18-19 Eric Bledsoe.
Ooh.
Man was an all-defense point guard. We'll fit him in. His threes aren't the greatest. We'll figure it out. We're going to stagger him with Giannis and Bogut. We're never going to have all three of those probably on the floor at the same time, but we can go small now. We got all these guards, all this ball handling. We're going to figure it out, but we do have a lot of good defenders.
Eric Bledsoe was going to be my first pick.
I'm glad I took him out of spite.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, that's a very good pick. That's a very good value pick.
Had to do it. I might have to make some trades. My lineup's kind of weird, but whatever.
You got a lot of guards.
Yes.
I do not know where to go with this this pick.
It turns out, one thing I've learned already, drafting is harder than people think.
It is.
You have a lot of time on 2K. Not as much time in real life.
Who knew? Being a high-level executive, difficult job. Who would have thought?
Turns out. News to us.
I think I know what I'm going to do here.
Oh, well, yeah. I see the blue square.
Yeah, so I'm already typing so I can, you know, get the typing plus talking done. You got to go with the defender who can shoot. You got to get 3 and D gets.
Oh, boy. Oh,
so got to go with a fan favorite as well. 14-15, Jared Dudley.
Oh, you did take J. Duds. Okay.
What fair. Can you say about the guy? Great teammate, smart defender, can space the floor. And without him, we probably don't have the Giannis that we have now because he had to talk to the previous coaching regime and tell them to start Giannis. So, you know what? He should be a Bucks hero. So I got to respect that choice and take Jared Dudley.
Current Laker, so he might sell you out to clutch. That's the risk you're running with J-Duds. So you might be leading Giannis right to LA right now. That's the risk you take. But I guess 14-15 Dudley probably isn't. He's not at the Lakers yet.
Yeah. Plus, it's Jared Dudley. Who doesn't love Jared Dudley?
That's true.
Sixers
that's
fans?
True. Yeah. That's which. Who does love Sixers fans? So
Sixers fans.
Yeah. Oh, maybe not. Okay. So that's a good pick, though. I like the size. I am gonna stay small for one more pick, just because. I don't know. It's just that's where I'm at. Stowe Center says pick Dudley. That is not my pick. At least not yet. But he's not gonna. I'm not gonna. Maybe it's the real one. I'll pick him. Give me 1920 Wes Matthews.
Ooh, okay.
We, as much as I said, we have good defenders. Let's take even more. I know Wes is such a great wing defender. We could probably work him into the starting five sometimes. I mean, I know I picked my starters, but honestly, I kind of like some of my bench guys better in certain matchups and situations. I just needed to get Ersan, so you didn't pick him, and I had no size whatsoever. But yeah, we'll take Wes. We'll get a 3-and-D player who really brings both sides of the equation, much like Dudley, just a little smaller.
No, I think that's a good value pick. It's interesting to see who's like on my board and who's not on like my board from your picks. Like,
right.
I'm going to be honest. Ersan wasn't on my board.
Oh, not at all. Oh, no. I could have waited on Ersan. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Well, I did not have Redick or Dudley on mine.
Ooh, that's, yeah, I didn't have Wes Matthews either. So.
Ooh. Okay.
This is interesting.
Curveballs.
Yeah, so I feel like I need to get a little more size in here. Because, why not? Big basketball. Big Bucks play well, we know.
Big Bucks don't lie.
Yep. I don't know if you're expecting this. I don't know if he's going to be on your board.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to go with someone who can play with a little versatility. Get some work done down low. Be a good defender. You know, talk. Drew Gooden.
Oh, you're going for Drew Gooden. Oh, wow. I think I have a player from... No, I have a player from the year before that was going to be my big curveball. Look at that. Drew Gooden.
He can do work down low. He can, you know, get some boards. He'll be a solid scorer off the bench if you really need him to. You know, I don't know. I'm feeling confident about that. Was he on your board?
He was not on my board. I think Aaron Rodgers loves him. Is
sure.
that a thing? I think he's the guy. I don't know. He is. Aaron Rodgers always posts those videos of him taking whack jumpers in his backyard. Shout out to Aaron Rodgers. If you're listening, sorry. Okay, so you... goodness. So now I have...
I'm realizing I'm a little small right now.
You could be smaller, clearly. Look at the other side of the thing. This is interesting. Mid-range, there it is. Somebody knew what I was talking about.
Mid-range.
Okay, I don't know where I should go at this point. You know what? Let's just go for my I'll just go for my wild card pick. I'll follow your wild card pick with my wild card pick. We will get a spark plug forward who can bring some real scoring in bunches. Let's go with 0-9-10 John Sammons.
Okay.
I might have mispronounced that.
Salmon? I have no idea.
I don't remember, yeah. But I do
He
remember
was
he
on
was a
my board.
bucket.
He was on my board. I was actually
Okay.
talking to a buddy of mine preparing for this, and he could just he was a favorite of his because
Oh,
he would
good.
just he would when he came to Milwaukee, he would just come in, he would score buckets. You know, that's a good pick. That's a really good pick.
We got, I feel
It's a good
like
value when he came to the team, and you know, I
it
think
was
it
a
was good.
def it was a one-hit wonder season for him
Yes.
on the Bucks, but there's been a lot of those, and we're picking 1 year, so I might as well get the wonder year. I also feel like my bench players so far had been pretty low key, and I wanted somebody who I knew I could put in there and say, just go get a bucket. And I think I got that guy.
I like it. I really like it.
Coming down to the last picks here, you are getting advice from Stowe Center again, who's hanging out in the chat. And I guess,
Take Greg. Are we talking Greg Monroe here? I'm assuming.
are there any other Gregs?
I'm sure. Actually, I'm not sure, actually.
And the 2010s Bucks, maybe not. I guess we haven't talked about it. For anyone listening to the podcast, this was streamed live on Twitch, and I think it's going well. I don't know. What do you think, Rohan?
I don't know. I'm having fun.
I'm having fun as well. So we'll definitely we're gonna have to do this again because this is fun. But yeah, we'll twitch.tv/Tywindish is we're doing it on mine right now. Maybe we'll do a Eurostep, but make sure to come follow on here and check it out next time when we're live. But yeah, we are getting live advice, mostly Rohan, because like I said, Stowe's working against me. He's working for Rohan, giving you this assistant GM advice.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna listen to it. Sometimes
Oh.
you gotta overrule your assistant GM sometime, even though
Greg
I appreciate the
Stiesma.
love. Greg Stiesma. Okay, sure. Greg the leg. Sure. These are things that are being
Sure.
said. with my next pick. Ooh. Okay, I'm gonna go nostalgic again.
Oh boy.
But also
I'm not ready for
some
this. If this is OJ Mayo, I leave. Is it?
13, 14, OJ.
No way.
Yep.
Let's go. Oh, I'm not leaving, but I nailed it.
Uncle
Wow.
Juice, tough guy, great teammate, can space the floor, create his own shot in theory, if you ever need it. But you know, I don't know. I'm happy with the pick. I love OJ. He should come back, play for the team, get a ring. He deserves one. He got a tribute video when he came back that one time. So that was fun. Just, you know, fan favorite, Uncle Juice.
I feel like nostalgia to you is something very specific, and I don't know if I want to explore it anymore. Uncle Juice is crazy. Stowe is now both of our assistant GMs. He wants me to take Monta Ellis. He is on my board, but I do feel like I got my bench scoring in Salmon, so I have to think on that. But I love the Uncle Juice pick. I love even more that I called it and said I would leave the pod if you made it. I don't know how I could feel it, but I could just feel you were going Uncle Juice all the way, like draft day. You had it written on a piece of paper with
Oh
my
yeah,
seventh round pick, OJ Mayo, all the way.
there's no way I was going to do this draft without taking OJ Mayo.
Watchability absolutely through the roof.
Yes, you got to take that into account when you're building a team.
You do. So we each have two more picks. This is really some moment of truth stuff right now. Unsurprisingly, I'm gonna take another guard. We're just gonna figure it out. I don't know how
Okay.
we're gonna figure it out, but we're gonna figure
Sure,
it out.
you got Bogut and Ersan as your size right
We
now.
got big. We got. When we have Giannis.
Yeah, that's fair.
Eric Bledsoe is kind of swole.
Sure, he's also 6'1".
Sure.
He's my height, you know.
We're gonna probably have to call this guy a two, even though he's not. But give me 1920 George Hill.
Ooh.
George Mountain, for a while, the NBA's leading 3-point shooter. We know he can space the floor. Super clutch. He can do a little bit of that bench scoring that Stowe alluded to with a lot more other useful things that Monta Ellis might not bring. This Lucas goes the slander to Samuel Dellenberg. There's still time.
Sure.
Hey, Sam had some good. Sam had a good cup of tea.
He did play for the Bucks.
We might have to do. We might have to do an honorable mentions after this because I have some guys that I dug up that were really just like perfect.
Okay. So yeah, George Hill. I like that pick. You did steal a guy that I needed to pick.
Oh yeah.
So because currently my guards are OJ, Brandon Jennings, and JJ Redick.
Bucks JJ Redick. I'm gonna keep adding Bucks JJ Redick.
Yes, Bucks JJ Redick. This is a little tough here.
You could take Monte Ellis is right there waiting for you.
Do I want Monte Ellis though?
He have
like,
it
I
all.
I feel like I need a little bit of defense, you know?
Maybe.
And I don't know if Monte Ellis is going to provide me that, you know?
I mean, depends who you need in the guard.
Yeah, that's fair. But it's also like...
Maybe not. Maybe it doesn't.
Maybe I need someone who can distribute the ball a little bit.
Okay. Stowe is suggesting someone literally on the bottom of my board, but on my board.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's what
Bamute.
Yeah, Bamute. Solid pick. I don't know why I'm about to do this right now.
Oh boy. Oh boy, I'm ready.
I think that I'm going to have to take.
Oh, I can't wait for this. OJ Mayo again.
If I could take a different year, I'm going to have to take Delly.
Oh, you're taking Delly.
17, 18 Delly. I couldn't be bothered to type out Dellavedova. It's going to take
too much. Oh, my goodness. Wow, I can't believe you took Delly with some of the guys on the board. This is nuts. What an upset.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel he brings some international presence to the team as well. You know.
Sure.
That. Shout out to our Australian listeners.
That's true.
It's just, I don't know, you could get someone, in theory, he was someone that you could fit around Giannis and be happy about it, because he's not going to take up a bunch of possessions, you know, like dribbling the air out of the ball or anything. He's going to play, like, at least, he's going to try on defense, he's going to distribute the ball, he's going to make just the most ridiculous plays, like the scoop and score against the Celtics in the playoffs.
Stowe sent a 93 weighing in saying Rohan had some Patron before you went live. I think he had it at halftime. They had us in the first half, not going to lie. But I do feel like I'm staging a comeback right now.
But I had to make it close, you know. but yeah, I don't know. I feel like Delly is, in theory, a good fit around Giannis.
That's certainly what the Bucks thought when they signed into that contract, that they then salary dumped.
Mm. Yes. You got George Hill out of it.
That's true. So maybe it was worth it. A lot of good options here, but I do need some real size. I do want a backup center. And as badly as I want Captain Hook here, I'm going to go with 15-16 Greg Monroe.
Ooh.
We got another bench scorer. I apparently only like big guys who are bench scorers, but this Greg Monroe, I believe, oh no, actually, I probably should have gone the next year, but whatever. Productive player, good big man. He was a little quicker back then, so I think he could play in the modern league. When he lost a step, it was kind of over for him. But let's get some size. Let's get the biggest Bucks free agent acquisition in team history, basically.
Yeah, right up there with Kyle Korver, probably. in terms of actual dollars, though.
Close 1A, 1B.
Right, but in terms of money, yes, definitely Greg Monroe. At the time, lauded free agent.
Yes.
I remember just when I got the notification, I think Windhorst reported it, if I remember correctly.
You might be right, yeah.
That Greg Monroe was signing with the Bucks. It was just like, okay.
Finals.
Yeah. No,
that
I thought,
was,
yeah,
I,
no.
I went
thought
to a
we're LeBron ankle teak away from the title.
I was at a family gathering and we were just talking. I was like, finals for sure. No one, they have Greg Monroe. Are you kidding me? Who's going to stop this team with Greg Monroe? But our friend of the podcast, Johnny O'Brien, repping the JOB jersey today, he told us they just didn't get along. Sad, but it happens.
Yeah, just, you know, the locker room wasn't there. Everyone wasn't happy, apparently. Shout out JOB. I guess I have the last pick.
You do. You do. And I'm so sad I don't have JOB on my team. He might be my undrafted free agency signing.
Oh, yeah. We do have to talk about these honorable mentions.
Yes. But first, drum roll.
So my last pick in the draft, I do need a backup center. And there's only one option.
It's got to be.
Larry Sanders.
Oh, you went with Larry.
Who did you think of?
I thought you were going Henson.
Nah, I love John Henson. the first game of Pfizer Forum, I was there, first regular season game. And Jay Hook was just splashing threes. I was like, this is the greatest thing of all time. I love John Henson. I miss him. I wish he was on this team. It's sad that it took him to get George Hill, but you know, George Hill. Yeah. But I had to go Larry. You need like a solid defender inside, and Larry had another level that he could go to that John Henson, I don't think, could. And they're both not really going to provide that much, like, in, I hope, on the offensive end. but I don't know. I just think the potential of Larry Sanders, especially in that year, he was, what was he doing? I thought he was going to be the next great defensive center in the league.
Yeah, no, I did too. It looked like he was on the way. I'm laughing at the comments. Stowe is just getting on Rohan right now. Larry, that 12-13 Sanders, it did seem, I mean, he at that point was probably like the franchise guy. It was like, well, yeah, Larry, no, for sure. We could build a great defensive team around him. We could really make the playoffs, go to the playoffs a few years in a row. That was a big time goal. And it did seem like Larry Sanders was going to be the guy to get the Bucks there, just because he did have that wild. I always forget what award he got, or maybe he just finished like X place in DPOY voting. I don't think he actually won anything.
No, I think he was
fourth in defensive player of the year, but
that was big
in the early 2010s for Bucks fans. That was like hang a banner.
Yeah.
Top five DPOY finalist, Larry Sanders. It was something to be really proud of.
No, for sure. And that's why I had to go for him over Hook. Plus, I needed to get some earlier decade people, you know, content.
Yeah. Also, your team is so fun. So these are the last two comments on Twitch back to back. I absolutely love it. First, Rohan brushing his teeth with Everclear. Then Rohan using Fireball as mouthwash.
You know,
I can't believe I got through my second, third, and fourth picks being Brandon Knight, Brogdon, and Ersan, and got almost no heat for that except from you. And now people in here are on you for your eighth and ninth picks. I love
it. You know, I got to go for watchability. You have Larry Sanders throwing thumbs ups at the refs as he's getting ejected. You got OJ Mayo doing whatever OJ Mayo does. Like, it's fine. Did I close my eyes? What?
I guess while typing. And just, I will say, if we're drafting teams to cover, I think yours might be the slam dunk.
Yeah, I'm just going for pure fun.
You got it. I mean, that locker room is wild. I feel like...
You got Jared Dudley to moderate everything. True. Giannis and Chris, obviously, are going to moderate everything. And then, I don't know, you got OJ Mayo there, too. And then you can have guys like Larry Sanders, Drew Gooden, and having some fun. Brandon Jennings, you know.
Beer pong champ, Deli.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. It could be fun.
It could be. Should we go through some honorable mentions?
Sure. You want to just go through yours?
Yeah. So let me see. Who did nobody take? The highest on my board was Monta. I had Monta Ellis was next on my overall big board that nobody took. But just like you, I mean, the concerns about defense and just not being a 16-game player, it stopped me from taking him.
Yeah. He wasn't really on my board.
Oh, wow. Not even on the board. Nah. 17 points a game, Rohan said not. Nah. Right in the same vein. I have Jabari on my board. True. You didn't put what, 16, 17 Jabari?
If we're drafting a team to fit around Giannis, and I think Jabari is the test case for like what we shouldn't do around Giannis. Okay. Disrespect to Jabari, a great human being for all accounts.
Yes.
Just didn't fit well with Giannis.
That's fair. Lucas2214 says, where did you guys have Cliff Alexander? Just next.
Yeah.
Just absolutely next up. Cliff Alexander.
First snub.
Absolutely dominant in the G League. Shout out to Cliff Alexander.
Okay. So another person that I wish was taken, Mount Mirza.
Oh, I didn't even think of Mirza. Wow.
Little too early for the Bucks. Unfortunately, he had a career-ending injury. Mm-hmm. But our health concerns, but he would have been great as a gunner, yes. Next to Giannis, like fully kitted Giannis, you know,
just unleashed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you, it's more spacing and gravity, and he's like solidly sized and can move a little bit. So it's not like he's just going to be a traffic cone out there on defense, which you would worry about. But I don't know. I thought he would be a good pickup.
Yeah. He was like kind of like what Mirotić should have been.
Yes.
I said the name. I shouldn't. I feel dirty.
I didn't want to. That's who I was alluding to. But yeah, do you have any others?
Yeah, I do actually. So I also had 1920 Dante.
Oh, already?
Didn't get to him, but I mean, just off 1 year, the energy he brings. I mean, I know his 3-point shot wasn't great, but just the playmaker that he is and what he brings on defense, I did have him on my board.
Okay. Another person I had on my board, 1920 Kyle Korver.
Korver, but not Dante?
I mean, Korver is at least a proven shooter.
True. And if we're strictly talking about building around Giannis, I see the vision.
Yes, because you can just, it's in the similar mold as like a JJ Redick, but yeah. You know, he's at least bigger. He's like, what, 6'6", 6'7"? So yeah, you can play him a little up and not have to worry at least as much on defense as you have to about Redick. You can just have him just shoot the lights out.
Yeah,
just,
I mean,
just throw him the ball. We've seen it this season. Giannis give him the ball at the end of the quarter and he'll shoot. The little pick and pop with Giannis and Korver is unstoppable.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Not even just throwing it to him, but that screen that they do is just, it trips up defenses. So I see
you're either giving Giannis a drive, like an open drive to the lane, or you're leaving Kyle Korver wide open.
Not good decisions.
No, not really good decisions on either end, which is why it's good for Milwaukee.
So here's a three names in a row I had, and they were like at the bottom of my board, spaced out from the rest by a lot. So it was like, if somehow you took every name I came up with, probably not even possible, but these three guys I would have went. So first was 11-12 Carlos Delfino, who was like kind of like the budget rate Ersan, like just big dude, gonna splash some threes. He made a great impression on me in my first ever Bucks playoff game, a loss against the Hawks. I think the Bucks scored like 60 points. It was rough. But Carlos Delfino was an absolute bucket. I did have Luka Bamute on my on the bottom of my big board. He would never figure out the 3-point shot with the Bucks.
No.
And that really, I would have moved him up and probably taken him. But I just, the fact that he never even really shot them. He had almost Ben Simmons-esque numbers. Like his threes per game was like 0.3. And it's like, it's just not going to work with Giannis if he's not going to shoot any. And I had 9-10 Luke Ridenour.
Ooh.
If you search Milwaukee Bucks over these seasons on Basketball Reference with the play index, my win shares, which I did, that's helped me make sure I wasn't missing anybody too good. That was my underhanded tactic. But Luke Ridenour is like scary high in that range. Just like 5 Giannis's. And then a little farther down, all of a sudden Luke Ridenour. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll throw him on the big board out of respect. I didn't really plan on drafting him, but I did put him there.
Another player that I thought of is just in terms of potential. Obviously, they weren't at this level yet when they were in Milwaukee, but Tobias Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Not even close to what he is now when he was in Milwaukee.
No.
But, you know, if ideally like this fully realized version of Tobias Harris, you would want him on your team. Not at a max contract. What team would do that? I can't think of any reason why that would happen.
Was Al or John Horford ever a Buck? Because maybe if you gave one of those guys a big contract and Tobias Harris, then it would really work out.
Oh, it really would.
It would really work out, yeah.
Title right there coming out of the East. Definitely not a 6 seed.
At least we know we're both better at assembling rosters than some people who actually do this. But anyway.
Actually do this in the league, you know. not naming names here. This is completely hypothetical. Another player, you know, again, not fully realized with Milwaukee, but later figured it out, Sean Livingston.
Oh, yeah, that's a good, great call.
Little mid-range scorer off the bench. This year's Robin Lopez, I thought about maybe, because he's decent. He's not playing that much this year, but he's been good. He can score. He can shoot a little bit. He's actually shot a better percentage than Brooke this year.
Which is
great obviously
for Robin, not
volume.
Great for Brooke. Yeah, true.
But I don't know. I thought about it.
You could probably talk me into Robin over Greg Monroe, honestly, but this is my last.
He's not the offensive threat that Greg Monroe is.
No. But Greg Monroe doesn't, well, it's like it's the teacups versus and one. We could debate on that for another whole 45.
I mean, to be fair, the and one screams are iconic. I still think about those.
But, yes.
The sip and the tea, you know.
Also pretty iconic. He has to last long enough. Hopefully we get more tea sips in the future.
Mm. Another center, maybe Zaza.
Yeah, I looked at his name. I was like, no.
Nah.
I looked, no, I don't.
Are there any players that you were like, okay, maybe, and then you're like, no, never, not a chance?
I pulled up Bob Mutay quickly, and then like I said, he was on my board, but not really on my board, just because I think of him now as like this long, rangy, smart defender, good defender who can shoot threes, and just the fact that he never shot them, I was like, oh, I guess not. But that was probably the main one where I was a little excited, like maybe I can get a steal here in the draft, and then I just really didn't. And I considered Tony Snell too.
Tony Snell,
just, you know, solid, good shooter, but I was just like,
used in the postseason.
Yes, but I was just
shout
like,
out to Bench the Buck.
We made it through.
Yep.
But I was just like, you know what? No, I have better options. So I can probably go. I also consider Jeff Adrian, good rebounder, not good enough of a center. When I knew at most four centers would go in this thing, so that's why. Right away, I probably should have taken Brook first, but I knew I'd be able to get Bogut later, which was really my thinking and not going Brook.
You could either get Brook or Bogut and be happy with it, realistically.
Yeah.
That's my thinking, too. I just wanted a floor spacer. Michael Redd missed it by like 1 year.
Yeah. Was he on 9-10 and just bad?
He was,
I didn't
he was
even
just terrible.
Yeah. He
I
really
think he was
fell
hurt.
Off.
Because I think he was averaging like the year before on like 36 minutes a game. It's wild looking at these stats, by the way, from like a decade ago. Like
everybody played all the time.
Yeah, everyone was averaging over 35 minutes a game somehow. And he was averaging like 20 plus points, but then it just dropped off, like off the side of a cliff. He didn't. Like, when we were thinking about this thought experiment, I was like, oh, yeah, Michael Redd. Then I was like, oh, yeah, he just missed it. Because I'm not taking 09-10 Michael Redd.
Not for posterity. Also, I considered J.O.B. deeply and would have considered taking him with the last pick just to,
I'd take him.
To show some respect. But I needed the bigger five, so I went Greg Monroe.
Kendall Marshall.
You know, I was a Kendall Marshall believer for way too long of a time. There was something there. This is how bad it was in those years. All we had to do was sit around. I mean, I guess it was good because we weren't worried about anything more important. But all we had to do was sit around and be like, Kendall Marshall, there might be something there.
Yeah. When he tore his ACL, it was terrible.
It was.
I think it was somehow part of that trade, the Miles Plumlee trade. I thought of him.
He good enough to get $48 million guaranteed.
Was he?
No, but he did.
He's gotten traded like four times, and somehow I think he was in Australia.
Was he, or was that a different? Probably.
No, I think it was Miles.
I
remember thinking he was the answer at center. I think I wrote a piece about that.
Just
when
he was
got
like
his contract.
I also said. I mean, like there was no one on the Bucks who was like even a solid rim roller. So all of a sudden, and this was, I remember I looked this up. I was talking about it recently in the Chase Down podcast Discord. Shout out to the Chase Down, especially shout out to Carter Rodriguez, who helped me set this up with Lightstream. And shout out to Lightstream, who this is going through. It's working very well, hopefully. But shout out to all those people. But we were talking about it in their Discord about why the hell did Miles Plumlee get this contract. Point Giannis was a thing, very briefly a thing, the end of that season, right before Plumlee got paid. And Plumlee was literally just like an average rim rolling center, and it worked really well with Point Giannis, and it was like they're a fit, they got to go together. Like looking back, it's like, no, Giannis is just really good, and any rim rolling center could have done those things. But at the time, it was like Plumlee kind of unlocked Giannis.
Yeah, was he the best player in the MCW trade? Another player that I didn't think of, I thought of, and then I was like, no, not a chance. MCW.
Yeah, I did look at MCW as well.
Not a chance. I'd take like Frank Mason over him. Is that a hot take?
I mean, right now, I mean, if you look at their best Bucks, I don't know. It depends how you look at the herd and everything. Probably
I'd take Frank Mason.
MCW is worse than I remember, and that's saying something. Looking back at the numbers, I was like, oh, this is dreadful.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Rookie of the year, MCW. Wild. It was a lot of fun looking through these names, though, I will say. Just
it
brought
was.
Back a lot of memories. Like that time Jason Kidd decided to sign Kenyon Martin for some reason.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about this. I forgot about Kmart.
This Street Chat is amazing. I do not need to wrap this up so I can go back to drinking my
Henny. He never stopped drinking his Henny. The mistake there? He never stopped. He never slowed down. As evidenced by the second round. No, I'm just kidding. But let's run through our team. So in my starting five, and I reserve the right to make switches from my lineup, but I have Brandon Knight, Malcolm Brogdon, Ersan Ilyasova, Giannis, Andrew Bogut. So we're going big in the first five. And then the second five is Eric Bledsoe, George Hill, Wes Matthews, John Sammons, and Greg Monroe. So, Rohan, you want to run through your team for us?
Yeah. So I got Brandon Jennings, J.J. Redick, Chris Middleton, Giannis, and Brooke Lopez as my starting lineup. Then off the bench, I've got Dally, O.J. Mayo, Jared Sudley. I can't get through. Drew Gooden and Larry Sanders.
I really hope. So when I play 2K, I'm lazy. So I do line changes. I do hockey subs a lot, unless the game is like really close. Same. But I just like throw in the next five. I really hope I want to do this. We have to figure out how to fairly do these teams on 2K so we can play each other.
I think we can play custom rosters and stuff.
Yeah, I think we just have to find out we have to go back to the archives and find out their players' 2K ratings in those years. Ooh. Or maybe we'll just make it up. But we could do that too. Mm. But I really hope maybe what we could do is like a My League and then sim the regular season and play a playoff series. Well, we'll look into it. Yeah. We have a lot of possibilities, but I want to see your bench five. All this to say, I want to see your bench five play minutes together, significant minutes. I just want to, that's all I want to watch. Your starting five would be so much fun. I just want to sit there and watch the bench five for hours. I want to watch all the tape.
Bench team is going to have a 170 defensive rating and a 60 offensive rating. That's fair.
One you got to go defense. I thought of.
You can't have too many good defenders. I will stand by this.
It's true. Jorge Gutierrez. Not even close, but better than people remember.
Really?
Yeah, he was solid.
Grievous Vasquez.
Shouts to Adam McGee, who owns a Grievous Vasquez Bucks jersey. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the fun fact. I think that's the only one in existence.
probably.
But no, I stand by my bench. Your bench is not going to score on my bench.
Yeah, listen, it's fishing season every day when John Sammons is on the court. Yeah, something smells fishy about your
what's
team.
What's he going to do against Jared Dudley and Drew Gooden?
I don't know. I think the world breaks when all these Bucks from these years take the floor.
If we manage to get this in 2K, that would be iconic.
We're gonna have to. Yes. Let's see. We have 09. We have the 10 season, the 11 season, the 13. I think we have almost every season in the range accounted for. No.
We might actually.
12, 13. Do we have a 14, 15? Yeah, we have to, because if we have 15, I know I have 16 in Monroe. Oh, we might have 17.
I got 17, 18, Delhi.
No, I mean the one ending in 17.
Oh, 16, 17.
That's the only one we're missing. Wow, that's more modern than I thought out of all the ones we have. Obviously, we have plenty of 19 and 20. Who are your coaches? No, Bud. Both our coaches are Bud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're not. I don't honestly.
We don't know who you're talking about, who the other coaches are.
Before Kidd and Drew, was the next. Was it Dunleavy?
Was it really?
I don't remember.
Well, it's Bud. It's Bud.
Yeah, our coaches are Bud.
Because
yeah.
If you're putting a coach around Giannis, because again, that was the entire purpose of the exercise, besides just fun, because this was a lot of fun, it was to put around Giannis, and Bud is it's a very good coach to put around Giannis, as evident by the Milwaukee Bucks.
The best one we've seen so far, that's for sure. Mm. So let's see, just to know if we did have to do this. Oh, Scott Skiles, duh. Totally forgot about Scott Skiles. And very briefly, the other Jim Boylan.
Oh, yeah.
Can't believe I forgot about Scott Skiles. Wow.
It's okay.
Yeah. But I guess
compliments Giannis more than Matthew Dellavedova. Shout out to our stream chat.
The Bucks did think that. Shout out to Stowe, who's just dominating right now with his rage. I think Stowe is the one who might have a little bit of honey. But I think that's all I've got, Rohan. If that's all, unless you have anything else to share.
No, I will reiterate this. This was a lot of fun.
Yes.
I feel like we should do this again in some sort of style. We have plenty more decades to talk about, and they're probably more fun than the 2010s Milwaukee Bucks, because a lot of it was sad.
It's hard to not be more fun than most of the 2010s Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, because we've had like 2 years of good, and like one of them doesn't even count. but yeah, the other decades, you get like conference finals, you get... you get just solid teams, solid contending teams as you go back. So that could be a lot of fun in the future if you guys like this.
Yeah.
But as this is a live stream, I will say thank you for tuning in live to this episode of the Eurostep. But if you are listening to this on a podcast, thank you for listening anyway, because you know what? That's still supporting the chat. And make sure you check out next time we're live on stream. Follow twitch.tv/Ty Windisch. Try saying that 5 times fast. But yeah, make sure you leave a rating and subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. Make sure you check out all of the content across the Blue Wire Network. Stay safe out there, and we will talk to you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.